I'm doing great. How are you today?
We're rocking. Yeah.
Rocking.
Well, you deserve an entry music like that, so we wanted something
right on. Thank you.
Upbeat and rolling there. Here we are in September. So
can't believe it.
Nothing's going on, so we'll just talk to you next week.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
All right,
have a good weekend. Uh-huh.
Did you have a good Labor Day weekend? Let's get to the important things first.
That's right.
Did you? How was your trip to Michigan? Good times.
We had a great time. We went with some friends up to Petoskey, a place I've actually never been up that far in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we had a blast, and we played some golf and had some bonfires and watched some incredible sunsets, and I just got out of town for a couple of days and ready to get back to work, though, so we're back and ready to rock and roll.
Lots of things happening at the campus, Jenny, and for my mm-hmm. benefit, I just want to report that the Yellowwood opened yesterday and the luncheon was incredible.
And my invitation was lost in the mail. Not provided.
You want to go?
Well, don't tell me 12 hours after you ate there how great it is, and then tell me I can't go till next week.
You can go next week.
He's not doing it right. That's not how you do
oh,
it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was,
well,
it was a packed
any
house,
Wednesday.
Too.
Well, yeah. Any Wednesday, unless I have to have a reservation.
Yes, you do.
So,
right.
I need to be on some kind of email reminder. I need a flyer in the mail. I need help here.
I'll send him a message.
I'm not going to come in here every Thursday and hear how great it is. That's not going to work.
Okay, so we're going to remind you today so that
for next Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's
week.
Good.
Hello.
I know. All right,
hey, I've already raised my children and moved them along, so I'm not that going to.
Burn.
Jenny Vaughn will join us Tuesday mornings at 7:35 so we can have the preview, not the review, of how delicious the Yellowwood is. What'd you have to eat, Keith?
French cuisine.
And that's what it's going to be for the first 8 weeks. So
well, I don't know how many weeks, but yeah. Yeah, and it was just absolutely spectacular. Big crowd of people there. And it's open to the public, Jenny. Talk about that.
That's right. Open to the public every Wednesday. Like Keith just said, it just started yesterday, so it goes through the whole entire semester. And it costs $15. You do need to make reservations. We can take about 40, and if the weather's really great, we can put some people outside on our deck area. So, you know, we might be able to add a few more, but it's full every Wednesday. I've got lots of people. You know, I'm having a lunch a couple of times with different people. I've got different groups wanting to come there to check it out, and it's just wonderful. And Chef Tabor and his entire team and the students just do a phenomenal job. And it's really a clinical area for our culinary students to have that hands-on experience, helping people get to their seats, and then to serve our clients that come for the luncheon, and then the back of the house, the students that are actually cooking the meal. So it's fantastic, and boy, you will not go away hungry. So come and
that
join
was
us at
the
Yellowwood.
Yesterday was the first one of the semester, and it was absolutely flawless.
Yes.
Everything was spectacular. Now, speaking about things that are coming up, the observance for 9/11 is Monday, and that is very big at Ivy Tech.
That's right. So we are very fortunate to have a wonderful partnership on a variety of different areas with the city of Bloomington and, of course, our wonderful local firefighters and the firefighter union. So the firefighter union group, the president, Bob Levesic, and some of his staff there actually applied to get a beam from the 9/11 Twin Towers in New York. And so he got one of those beams. He was able to get that. He applied for it, and he went and picked it up in New York City, brought it back to Bloomington. And we were, you know, before we built the expansion, the Cook Pavilion, we said that we wanted to make a space for that beam for our community. You know, we serve on many counties and many fire departments in the surrounding area. So we have a fire science program. We have a paramedic program. And so we decided to put that beam permanently on our campus, and it is there. And on Monday at 9:00 on our campus, we will have our ceremony to commemorate the 16th anniversary of the 9/11 event. And it's we need to remember those things for our history. And so our students will be invited, the community, everybody's invited. It's open and free to the public. And it'll last about 30 or 40 minutes, but it'll be a wonderful ceremony led by the city of Bloomington and the local firefighters. So please come out if you can. And again, it's 9:00 this Monday, September 11th.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, even though Ivy Tech, and the operative word you keep using is community, even though we serve college-age kids, I want to read something, and that is a robot workshop and Legos. So, okay, fine. Little kids, big deal. I want to read the rest of it, though. Lego Mindstorms EV3 robot kits.
What does that mean?
Yes.
And it's for young people 10 to 16, and you're doing this at Ivy Tech.
Yes, and this is a program. It's a robot workshop. We've been doing it for several years, but this year we have opened it up to students or kids age 10 to 16. It's a free workshop. It occurs after school, so they can come after school, and I believe it is on Thursdays. I don't have that in front of me right now. But yes, it's a great workshop for kids to kind of learn some robots, learn how to program robots, build robots, and it's great for students who might be interested in design technology or engineering and even computer technology. And Kirk Barnes is the dean for the School of Technology, and he leads that program, and it's just wonderful. And this faculty and staff that assist Kirk in that workshop do that as a volunteer. Thing for them after work hours even. And so students, if you want to sign up for that program, if you know a kid between ages of 10 to 16, come and join us at Ivy Tech for the robot workshop.
Now, today at Ivy Tech is Diversity Day, so the community is going to be on campus.
That's right. This is our second annual Celebrate Diversity today on our campus. It's from 4 to 7. It'll be in Treve Hall today. And so we have lots of different representatives from our community from different cultural areas. So we have, let me just read just some of the different organizations that will be there. We've got IU La Casa. We have IU's GLBT Community Group. The Veteran County Service Office will be there. Bloomington Rotary will be there. Let's see. We've got the City of Bloomington Community and Family Resources that will be there. We've got lots of Ivy Tech cultural clubs. We have our Spanish club and our international student club will be there. We'll have lots of activities, including belly dancing at 5 o'clock.
Belly dancing,
Yes,
okay.
5 o'clock.
We put the belly in belly dancing.
Really fun. We'll also have Renaissance bagpipers and Scottish country dancers. So that's, again, today, open and free to the public. Please come out and check it out. So it's Celebrate Diversity, and that's today, 4 to 7 on campus.
Now, we have acronyms, AYD.
Yeah.
What's AYD?
Yeah. So AYD is Achieve Your Degree, and this is a program that we are doing for our business partners. Really what it is we're helping our business partners upskill their employees. So we help those employees get enrolled, apply for financial aid, and all that good stuff, but we partner with the company. So let's talk about Cook. Cook's a big one. We work with Cook, and a company like Cook has tuition reimbursement for their employees. So what we do is we help the student get started, and a lot of times those students have to pay up front and then get reimbursed from the company. But what we do is we defer that tuition so that student, that employee, does not need to put any money down initially because, we know that they're going to get reimbursed, but what we do is we help them with financial aid and put the financial aid toward their accounts first, and then their reimbursement dollars are then paid after the course is completed. And so that really helps a person who, you know, money is short for many, many people.
Right.
And, you know, if they need to put tires on a car, they'll do that first before putting some money down on maybe taking a class or two. And this way they don't have to choose, you know, which one of these things do I need to do. This way we help them, and knowing that the organization will pay for it at the end. So anyway, we are hosting an Achieve Your Degree Lunch and Learn for any of our area businesses that want to learn more about it. We have lots of people statewide, over 140 companies are taking advantage of this program, and we've got lots of partners here locally that are doing the same. And so please come out and check out that program. And if you can't make it to the lunch, it's next Tuesday. I don't think I said that, Tuesday the 12th. 11:30 to 1 on campus. If you can't come out for that lunch and learn, just give us a call and we'll come to you and we'll talk to you about the program and how it works exactly.
Again, we're talking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, even though classes have started, people are saying, oh, darn it, I missed the start of classes. I'll have to wait for a while before I can go there. What's your answer to that one?
It's never too late to start a class. We have 12-week classes. We'll start on the 18th. We have 8-week classes that start in October 16th. And then, of course, if you want to plan ahead, and you know, as you should, really, and you want to plan for the spring semester, which starts on January 16th, we want you to come in now and get enrolled in classes, figure out how you're going to pay for those classes, whether it's with your employer or if it's through financial aid, and let us help you get settled with all of that, and come in any day, and the wonderful staff on campus will help you do that.
What time is the Yellowwood Cafe open next Wednesday?
11:30.
For you, 11 o'clock. No, 11:30.
Oh, I'll come in and wash some dishes. That's right. Fine. Make your reservations. How do I make reservations for that? Do I just call?
You do call. You call our main line at 812-332-1559 and just say, yeah, you need to make reservations at Yellowwood.
Can I have a standing reservation?
You could have a standing reservation. But there won't be any seats available.
That's fine. I'm standing.
Yeah, you could be standing out on the patio watching.
If the weather's this nice, I have no problem with it. Now, let's bring your own
wine, right,
Jenny? I have to bring my own grape juice on all of that.
Yeah, your grape juice and your water. Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. All right, great job as always. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next Thursday and see what else is happening at Ivy Tech.
Great. Well, thank you and have a wonderful weekend, everybody.